Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The groups urged the Obama administration to push for a program rule that is heavily risk-based, meaning it would require employers to do whatever is necessary to protect worker safety. Hazard assessment and a written safety and health program, which are key parts of an injury and illness prevention plan, are parts of minimum acceptable professional practice on any work site, they claim.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
OSHA's most recent regulatory agenda listed a March start date to begin a small business review of draft regulatory text. In February, that was pushed back indefinitely due to a delay in the preparation of the package. The rules text has not been made public.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
American business advocates fear that President Obama's re-election will give OSHA a green light to move ahead with the aggressive enforcement agenda that has characterized its last 4 years, and they worry that an onslaught of cumbersome new regulations will choke off economic growth in the U.S.